Welcome to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. We all contemplate making changes in our lives that would allow us to live more authentically, but it can be hard to take action. Allison is here to educate, equip, and empower you with the tools you need to start authentically living life your way. Get ready to eradicate your limitations and destructive patterns as you take full responsibility for your own happiness. This show is not just talk. It is conversation for profound self-awareness, acceptance, and appreciation, the key elements to stepping into the power as the creator of your very best life. The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe starts now.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to The Alley Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. You can join me the first and third Thursday of every single month right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each time we dig a little deeper into this concept of authenticity, offering different topics that support you in authentically living life your way. Doesn't it seem absurd that we would show up in the world as anything other than ourselves? And yet we all know between fillers and filters and expectations and pressures, it's a lot more challenging than one would think it to be. So stay with me for the next hour as we dig into this idea of authenticity and cover some more tools, tips, and resources to educate, equip, and empower you in authentically living life your way. I am really excited today. Like I've been kind of thinking about like, oh, this is like a wrap up of this entire series of things that I have been sharing. We're going to be walking through this whole process and coming to an end point today of this empathy series that I've been offering. I started many, many weeks ago. I started to think back and it was like a whole session ago where we started to talk about like this idea of the empathy challenge, where I said, like, what would it be like? I had that road rage experience. And I was thinking, like, what would it be in our world if we started to practice the tool of empathy and show up, make a deliberate choice day in and day out to choose empathy rather than popping off and reacting in the world? I extended that empathy challenge to you. And I'm wondering, how are you doing? Are you keeping it front and center in your brain as a tool and a resource for you to be able to go through the world? I know because I extended the challenge, I try to keep it more front and center because I have to be deliberate about it. It doesn't come so naturally just to choose empathy in a situation where there's conflict or difficulty. I hope that you're keeping up with that empathy challenge too. It can make a huge difference in the world. And then we ventured into a much deeper topic, not only the emotion of empathy, but what it means to be an empath in this world and how people are really recognizing this gift and this skill set in the world. And if you don't know the difference between the feeling of empathy versus being an empath, please go back to check out those episodes. They're pretty impactful and there's a lot of information and it's an important way to distinguish those two states. And then I welcomed two amazing guests who personally have traveled their own road of empowered, becoming so much more deeply empowered as their giftedness of being empaths. Their stories are amazing and I would encourage you to check those out too. And then the last two episodes, I started to get very serious about my mission, this thing I talk about, educate, equip, and empower my listeners to be able to really work with people. And I started to think about, like, before I had written some of these episodes, I was like, this thing called adulting, whether we're just typically wired adults or if we are truly empaths in this world, this thing of adulting can be incredibly challenging. We're responsible for making all of these decisions, navigating life, navigating decisions and relationships. And rarely are we ever taught how to do that effectively. A toolbox is what I offered, certainly for people to feel more in charge of their life, their emotions, their energy, their interactions with other people, and a toolbox that anyone can use. 26 different tools, all aligned with different elements, different letters of the alphabet, so that you can have a fun, easy reference, right? So that when you're really struggling in a situation, you can just think about those ABCs that we learned when we were so teeny tiny. And yet now you've got some tools aligned with each of those letters. I believe that we don't really learn this stuff anywhere in early enough in life. And this is my opportunity to work on changing that for sure. Today, we're going to continue the conversation. I want to offer even more tools for this task that we're all called to and know that help you to know how to make better decisions. Have those hard conversations. Like when things hit the fan with people, do you know how to use some of your own inner skill set in order to navigate those conversations, to establish your boundaries? You might know the word, but do you know how to set them? And just overall feel so much better about yourself and the way that you maneuver through the world. It is my mission to educate, equip, and empower. And so let's review a little bit these tools that I talked about in this toolbox. A, started with the letter A, of course, right? In the tool that I hand everyone at every point. And if you've listened to one single episode, you know that I'm going to point you to this tool of awareness, alive, awake, and alert at your own wheel in life. The second tool was B for boundaries, helping you understand who, how, when, where to say no, or to say yes, knowing how to navigate boundaries with different people. Your precious commodities of time, energy, and effort, and understanding how you're spending those and the way that those impact your overall well-being. And then the D stands for your decisions. From the moment you open your eyes to the minute you close them at night, what kind of decisions are you making, one on top of the other, that's leading you either in the direction you want to go in life or maybe not? E stands for energy, helping you understand that every single thing in this world is energy, positive energy, heavy energy, light energy. It's all energy, every object, every conversation, every thought, and knowing how to maneuver and recognize when you're affected by different levels of energy. Then we talked about the F tool, which is feelings, helping you learn to recognize that intuition, that way that the gut often will speak to you through the emotions that you experience, F for feelings. And then the next several, I add some caveats too. And if you haven't listened to those episodes, I'm going to encourage you to go back. The next two tools, gratitude and higher power, G and H. Gratitude, we all know that it's a tool. Many of us know that it's a very effective tool. And there are some little conditions that I've added to this tool for you to be able to use. Go back and listen to that to see how I incorporate gratitude as a much more empowered tool for you to be able to use. And also HP, higher power, your sense of something higher, greater, and more significant than just this world that we sometimes get caught up into, someone or something to lean more heavily into. And then I stands for intuition. Again, that gut intuitive sense of something that's really trying to nudge and speak, not like this kitty cat, right? She is not the intuition. She's just a pest. So intuition of being really in tune to that gut sense of what's trying to speak to you in different ways. And then we talked about the tool of journaling and helping you understand that too has a caveat to the journaling tool, that you have a dumping ground to be able to process and sort through things that are happening in your world. Journaling, and some people will roll their eyes. Listen to that episode too. That's a pretty good one. If you really want to talk about a caveat, I'll address this K tool, kindness, and helping you understand how, why, and when you're using kindness, and if you're using it as an effective tool or maybe not. Then we address the letter L, which really stands for language, helping you recognize the language, the importance of the ways you speak about situations, about yourself, and how that will shape the lens of how you're interacting with different people and how you're showing up in the world. So there's the recap. Listen to those. If you're really struggling with different things in life and you're wanting to be more educated, equipped, and empowered, you have tools now available to you. Next up, let's just keep rolling. Next up is the letter M, and M stands for mindful. And I did what I do with a lot of words. I went to goodolddictionary.com and helped people get a baseline of what this really means. Mindful, right? We've all heard the word. But really, for the sake of this work together, mindful means conscious and aware. Easy enough, right? You're conscious and aware, just like that first tool of awareness. Focusing one's awareness on the present moment, your head and your feet are in the same place at the same time, especially as part of a therapeutic or meditative technique. I love that. How mindful are you as you go about your day? as you're making your decisions, having your interaction, choosing your language or your decisions that you're making, and even interacting with the people that you care most about, how present are you in your daily life? Are your feet and your head in the same place at the same time, very present? Or are you in 1,000 different places? Do you get distracted and really easily knocked off kilter because of the way you've designed your life? Things like cell phones, snooze buttons that create this sense of rush or hurriedness, busyness, disruptions that you allow to happen in your life. Have you bought into that lie of multitasking, thinking that you can be present with 100 different mental tabs that are open? It is absolutely a lie. The attention just gets divided. Are you mindful, present, attentive, engaged, and intentional? Or are you mindful, right? Like your mind is so full. This can be a practice that you engage in. Maybe it's a morning routine, it's meditation, it's prayer, or it can simply be trying to show up in the world, awake and alert, especially when you're spending those precious commodities of time, energy, and effort. No one gains 50 pounds overnight or gets $50,000 in debt without knowing where it's coming from. Mindfulness allows you to pay very much attention to what's happening here. So that's your M tool. The next one stands for perhaps maybe the simplest, shortest, teeniest little word in the American language, and yet one of the hardest words that people deal with. Any sense of what it is for the N tool? N stands for no. And I wonder where you stand on this tool. Are you someone who can really easily, very deliberately offer your no, that if something doesn't resonate, it's a no. You don't have time, it's a no. Are you someone who maybe can utter the word, you can finally get the word out, but you're riddled with feelings of like guilt or uncertainty, feelings that you're being really selfish? Or is it just a word that's impossible for you to speak? Do you remember Stacy? Stacy was the person who had been introduced to Mr. Perfect, and her work really kicked off when she began using this tool. She knew she had a choice, but she struggled, right? She struggled with really saying no, not only to Mr. Perfect, but to her family and her friends who were really pressuring and pursuing her to date this guy that she just didn't want to date. She felt like something was really off. This tool became a game changer for her as she started to assert and clarify what her boundaries were. No is an essential tool. If you're going to navigate through life, knowing how and when to be able to say no to someone or something that doesn't align with who and what you want to be. If this is really a hard word for you, I'll encourage you to start very small. Start teeny, right? With maybe somebody who calls on the phone. Maybe you don't answer. Maybe that's your behavioral no. A server who's offering you something that you don't really want. You can start with teeny tiny. I'd call them like the 2-pound weights of the world. So yes, your next tool, we talked about mindfulness, add that to your toolbox. N for the word no, and knowing how and when to navigate that. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to keep rolling with this toolbox. I am Allison Blythe, and you're listening to The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Damayanti, where style and beauty meet timeless wisdom. Damayanti, wearable mantras in sacred Sanskrit. Finely crafted and etched with beautiful reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, the place to find beautiful jewelry specially made with love. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to like really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
We're back here on The Ally Effect with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker, authentically living life your way. Sounds really nice, sounds really easy, and yet a lot of people struggle with this idea of showing up fully themselves, vulnerable in the world. Today, I'm offering some tools. I've provided a series so far of some different tools to hand you, tools, tips, and techniques for doing just that, authentically living life your way. If you're struggling, if you've got some maybe issues that are surfacing for you and you want to be in touch with me, there are all kinds of ways to do that. I have an old-fashioned landline, 859-341-7773. And if you want to send me an email, be in touch with me at any point, ask a question, share a win that you're having about one of these tools that you've used, it's AllisonBlythe@live.com. And maybe you're a little curious, you want to know a little bit more about me or what I offer in this world, you can check out my website at AllisonBlythe.com. And if you need a boost at any point in time, check out social media. I try to use that platform to really educate, equip, and empower, right? So Allison Blythe, life coach. Today, we're talking about this big, huge task of adulting and helping people be more equipped with different tools. We just talked about the tool of mindfulness. And then we address the word no and the opportunity for you to offer no appropriately. The next one we're going to address is the letter O, and that stands for observe. Observation mode is perhaps one of the most powerful places you can be because all you're doing is witnessing, kind of stepping back, really assessing. There's no judgment. There's no criticism. You're not striving or trying to finagle anything. All you're doing is observing. Witnessing, seeing things as they are, not how you want them to be, not how you think they should or shouldn't be. You're simply paying attention and taking things in so that you can decide appropriately. Do you like this? Do you not? Do you want to get involved? Do you not? Observation is both internal, you're observing what's happening inside of you, and also external. You're assessing, kind of seeing what's happening on the outside of you, wondering kind of what's going on around you, what's going on inside of you. Most people get very bamboozled into thinking that they can change people or situations. They see things like through this distorted lens of how they want them to be, right? And so we start to finagle, like trying to think that we can do certain things to change situations. Observation helps you see reality, other people's behavior, patterns that are happening, results that you're getting from certain behaviors or conversations. Okay, just taking just the facts, ma'am, just the facts is what observation mode allows you to do. This helps you be able to tune into your senses so that you can take in information that's being communicated to you. Observation helps you kind of decipher and discern what feels okay as you're taking things as they are. If you are an empath, you probably have a higher level of ability to kind of detect. You probably observe a lot of different things. All of your senses are probably tuned in, and it's important for you to be able to take in that information from a very neutral position, knowing how to really narrow in what you want to focus on, what it is that you're observing in a situation. It can allow you to narrow your focus so that you're not so overwhelmed and bombarded by all these different sensory experiences. Observation is often combined with like this tool of acceptance. Again, seeing things as they are. People mistake it sometimes with approval, that they've got to kind of like it, or they've got to think that they can, they've got to get this point where it's digestible. When in reality, observation, acceptance mode is just taking reality, not arguing with it, not trying to change it. So this is an important one to add to your toolbox too. How often do you just sit back to observe situations so that you can decide if you want to get involved, if you don't, if this is working in your best interest, sit back. I talk about that tool a lot. Lean back in life. Observation. You can add that to your tool of no. Next up is the letter P. And this one really runs the gamut. This one I want to have a little bit of fun with. I don't know about you, but it seems to me like the world is becoming increasingly people-y, right? P stands for people. And like, I know a lot of people are kind of struggling with like just people, interactions and dealing with people. It can be a lot sometimes. And again, if you're an empath and you're in certain situations, different scenarios and environments, you can have all of these things can have a serious impact on how you feel. Remember that tool of energy we talked about, knowing that sometimes the people you interact with, the situations of how and when you interact can really impact your levels of energy, deciding if you want to engage and even interact. If you're not conscious of who you're hanging out with and the impact that people have on you, it can really cause some serious repercussions. Because empaths are really deep feelers, you may have a tendency to heavily invest in people that don't serve you very well. People may be very drawn to you, tell you their whole life story, and use you as this constant sounding board. And before you know it, you've absorbed that energy and emotion of other people. One of my biggest mistakes, I'm not going to say it that way. One of my greatest learning lessons was this point in my life when I realized how heavily I was investing in really large groups of people. My theme was always kind of like, hey, the more the merrier. And yet I found myself really exhausted, depleted most of the time, pretty disappointed and overwhelmed because I was constantly the one peopling, right? The invites, the details, the hosting, including everyone. It became exhausting being so thoughtful and mindful of all these different kinds of people without ever really stepping back to, again, observing, without observing what was really happening. When I started to use these tools, I didn't have a toolbox that I knew of, which is why I was so passionate about developing one. I started to develop these tools for myself so that I could really use them. And as I observed and stepped back, I was realizing how much this pattern had really worked against me, all of this peopling. I had invested in a lot of quantity without assessing really the quality of relationships. It was a really bittersweet season of my life. And yet, as I became increasingly aware, as I started to set my own boundaries and really clarify my time, energy, and effort, those commodities, and make different decisions as I learned to tune into my energy and my feelings, I mean, my life really started to change. It looked a lot different of how I was peopling. My challenge to you is twofold. Have some awareness, like practice that tool of awareness to recognize how being around certain people impacts you. Know how to set boundaries to decide appropriately for yourself. And that empowering tool of no to act in your own best interest. You can start to see how these tools support and help one another. Secondly, I want you to work on assessing the quality of relationships. Like me, were you the person who invests very much in quantity? You recognize or you absorb the energy and emotion of people and you kind of take that in without recognizing how to set some boundaries and know how to move energy through yourself. What if you started to decide for yourself and act in your own best interest and maybe change some of that socialization that you're doing? It's okay to turn down invites, to change your mind, to do something differently. Solitude does not have to be a scary, lonely type of thing. It can actually be incredibly beautiful as you really invest in quality relationships. Understanding the way that you've tolerated and accepted certain things may require some serious action on your part. This may not be an easy process. Changing the dance of how you've been maneuvering through life with people can get really tricky. People might be upset. They might be very confused about why you're changing this. But I assure you, it does get better. When you use these tools to strengthen that SOS, that sense of self, I assure you that it really does get easier and it gets better. So P is for people. Next on deck is the tool Q. Q is one of my favorites. And as I just talked about being such a people-y person, this one took me some time to get used to. I Googled as I was kind of thinking about the Q, you know, it's kind of a hard letter. I Googled how much stimulation do humans get in 1 minute? And I was like, I couldn't even take it in. Like, I was like, what? Like, yeah, the numbers were absolutely staggering. You couldn't even really make sense of them. So I switched gears and I said, how many advertisements do humans, see in a day? And it was estimated anywhere between 6 to 10,000 advertisements in one single day. We are constantly bombarded by some type of stimuli, anything, and it's constant. Our society does not know stillness, quiet, which is the tool, quiet, stillness, quiet, tranquility. We don't know how to manage it. It's become a foreign concept. Our bodies, brains, and spirits are assaulted at every minute with some kind of information to process. If there's a moment to be had, think about what people do. What are they doing? They're grabbing their phones, right? They're scrolling, they're chomping at the bit the minute they have to sit still at a traffic light, in a coffee line, whatever it might be. People don't know how to manage quiet. It's so uncomfortable for a lot of people, whether it's the radio being on TV, all these things. I have to have some background noise. How often I hear that in my office. I want you to imagine a table stacked so high, papers, containers, projects, things you intend to get to later. Every single inch of that table is covered, or maybe a closet or a cupboard. Every time you open it, it like, ooh, everything falls out. I imagine that's kind of how the jam-packed, clustered experience that most of us have in our lives. It's totally overwhelming. You may need some time to get used to this quiet tool. Maybe you conduct your life very much like I said, your time, energy, and effort is all spent. It's just combusting with how much busyness you have. You might need to create some room to learn to incorporate some stillness, some room for just really quiet moments. You can do it in the shower. You can do it as you're driving. The next tool, this one coordinates very, very well. They don't have to go hand in hand, but the next tool is rest. Right? Even as I say the word, it just makes me take a breath, like rest. Even our higher power, like a spiritual being, rested. Nature rests, animals rest, plants, trees, everything rests. And yet when it comes to humans, it's all systems go all the time. We don't make room, very much like quiet. We are bombarded with activity and busyness and things to do and rushing from here to there. Rest is often misinterpreted as laziness, wasted time. People will often mistake busyness with productivity. And I assure you, they're absolutely not the same. The more you incorporate stillness and quiet, rest and quiet, the more productive you're likely to be. Don't be that closet where you're like every time you open the door, just all this stuff falls out because of how bombarded you allow your life to be. Be at ease. Allow yourself to rest. So we've talked about the tools of people, quiet, and rest. We need to take another break. But when we come back, we're going to finish up this toolbox to educate, equip, and empower you. I am Allison Blythe, and this is The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday each month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within. Visit InspiredWisdomCoaching.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
We're back here on The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way, your adulting toolbox. We are running through the letters of the alphabet and helping you be educated, equipped, and empowered as you just navigate good old life day to day, right? So we stopped at the previously, and then we're going to move to the letter S. And S stands for senses. Remember, we talked about the tool of observation. Senses are ways that we take in information. Most people are pretty aware of the basics, right? The things we taste, what we touch, what we see, hear, smell. People are often even recognizing the intuitive, right? Like they recognize what they might call the sixth sense. And yet, could you imagine going through the world only seeing five or six colors? I mean, there's so many more. There's shades and there's different tones and all these different kinds of things. And so it is with your senses. I started to do a little bit of Google research with this in a total rabbit hole. I just kind of went down before I knew it. I was learning about all kinds of stuff. I read one study that said there's as many as 33 senses. There's 18 senses. Like I was just like, holy cow, that is a lot. That's a lot to know. That's not where we're going. So let's get back on track. I would encourage you, if you're interested in this and you are trying to align much more with your body and use it, do your homework. I mean, it's fascinating stuff to learn about how we're taking in information. I want to emphasize that really there's all these different ways that we are equipped to know how to navigate situations, have communication with people, to ground ourselves. You know, using your breath or touch can be a phenomenal way to regulate yourself, the things that you're smelling, what you're focusing on. You can navigate your experience very, very beautifully in hard times, but also in joy and relaxation, like knowing how to use your senses in order to enhance or regulate your experience. It's a phenomenal tool to be able to sense and detect energy and emotion from different situations so that you can regulate much differently. Regardless of the number of senses, maybe you have one that you're much more in tune with. You can incorporate some of the other ones, but you don't necessarily have to. But it's like taking in all of the colors of the world, right? You would probably want to experience that. I don't think most people would want to just see in black and white. Using your senses, if you're trying to be more mindful, one of the best ways is to be very present in a situation and taking in everything that's happening around you through your senses. It's a pretty amazing experience. When I started to practice mindfulness, we did it through a box of raisins. That was my first practice. And he had us like smell the box. Who does that, right? But if you're paying attention, like to look at a raisin before you just pop 25 of them in your mouth, right? It's like your senses really do help you enhance so many different experiences. So yeah, senses is your next tool. Next up, we have the tool T, which there's a lot to talk about with this. This stands for trust. And there's three legs. If you think about trust, there's three legs that I want to put underneath that. Learning to trust yourself is one of the most critical steps of this work possible. You are your own best guide, absolutely your highest source, and your most reliable advisor. And yet, most people have the absolute worst relationship they could possibly have with themselves, right? I mean, we talk about authenticity, and yet most people have this sense of low self-esteem, loathing, even self-harm, right? It's ludicrous what we do and the lengths we go to in order to often shame or chastise. The only creature that will be with you your entire life is you. And yet, I wonder, how are you treating yourself? Have you established some sense of personal value, esteem, a level of pride, and definitely self-respect? That's one of the SOS tools I talk about, self-respect. Do you honor, really protect, and take care of yourself? Are you listening? Remember, we just talked about the senses. Are you paying attention to things, the words that you speak, your needs that surface, and the way that your body is trying to tune in and talk to you in different ways? The old song and dance of like wallowing in self-doubt, disrespect, unworthiness, it serves absolutely no one. I know that it won't happen overnight where you're just magically able to step into this place of self-honoring and self-respect, but it's important to do this work to get yourself together so that you can step into this empowered state. You're here for a reason. There's a purpose. Trusting yourself and knowing that you know how to decide and deal with different things. Stepping into that adulting role with a level of confidence and assurance, even if it means knowing who and when to ask for help. These tools are specifically designed to help you learn how to trust yourself. And it's only part of the tool. Remember, we talked about the tool of peopling, right? Like your willingness and ability to trust others, to have a community where you lean into really safe people who have your best interest at heart, people who are safe, they're reliable, they're consistent, they're healthy, knowing how to decipher, like pay attention to how people are treating you, if they're honoring you, do you have a crew of people who will really help pick you up and dust you off and put you back in the game? 4 years ago, I mean, it just was such a divine opportunity for me. I said yes to an opportunity. I stepped into a community of folks, and as much as I needed them, it was from the first time I met this crew, it was like, oh, I really like them. Like amazing people, deep, authentic, loving, kind, reciprocal, in tune. Like I was like, whoa, as much as I needed to have a crew like this to align with, have my back, talk with, grow with, it terrified me. The love, the vulnerability, the safety, the transparency, their willingness to show up. I needed this my entire life. And yet, there it was right in front of me. And I was like, ah, right? It terrified me. So I want you to know that learning how to lean into people will be much easier when you learn to trust yourself, because you know that at any point you've got these tools. You can re-decide something. You can pay attention. You can use your words and your language. You can offer a yes and a no when you need to. So learning to trust yourself, having a crew of humans that you can lean into when you need to. And then the third one leans back to another tool that we've already talked about, HP. I've already talked to you about this stuff, this God stuff. And if you have issues with spirituality, religion, higher power, whatever it might be, I get it. I absolutely get it. And I encourage you to iron it out, right? Just like you might need to iron out your stuff with yourself and with other people. If you need to do that with some sense of higher power, I will encourage you to do that. The sake of becoming empowered, it's critical for you to have some type of understanding or connection with a trusted higher source. This world is scary. It's really uncertain and unpredictable. We face things that, quite frankly, it feels like we should never have to face. A relationship with other people and a higher being will allow you to lean into a source that's much greater than yourself so that you can be rooted and grounded into faith when things really are hard and they seem to be falling apart. T stands for trust. And the more you use these tools, the stronger you'll become in trusting yourself, other people, and your sense of God. So that you can be more grounded, purposeful, happy in life, right? The next one is kind of funny, but it's really important. It stands for you. It's the letter U, and it stands for UGH. So this one, I was kind of like, oh, what are we going to talk about? Like under, umbrella, unicorn. Like I was running through the alphabet, like, oh, what's a tool? And I did, I thought about Stacy. I went back to her story and recognized how often she was dealing with that ugh sensation. It was that gut knowing that she had the resistance, the hesitancy, the discomfort, that intuitive knowing that this guy just was not right. Something was terribly off. She had that ugh the whole time, and everyone else, and honestly, she herself was trying to convince her about Mr. Perfect. Something was off, and she knew it every single time she interacted with him. She tried to deny it, suppress it. She judged herself a little bit, but finally, she just simply could not deny it. We teach kids about this tool, right? That uh-oh feeling, yikes sense that they get. We want them to be able to trust and honor it. And yet as adults, we override it so often. We're not honoring the fact that every ounce of me is saying no right now. We if you work back to that T tool, that trust, to understand that that gut ugh is a gut intuition sense that's trying to warn you about someone or something. So recognizing that sense of ugh and know that that's a tool of what's trying to speak to you. Let's move on to the letter V, visualize. I teach a vision board workshop once a year, and the tool of visualization is so incredibly important. It's important to know that the brain cannot tell the difference between what's real and what isn't. And just like I was talking about kind of going down rabbit holes, there's so much to learn about what the brain does with the words we speak and the pictures that we offer. Visualization is one of the most powerful mechanisms you can use to create the world that you want. Thoughts are energy, and they're totally contagious. You know, have a thought about how bad if somebody says to you, oh, this is going to hurt, and you're picturing it like, oh, it's going to hurt so much more. The more you practice positive thoughts and you build momentum to shape the foundation of your life, your perspective, the emotions that you're practicing, the thoughts that you have, they shape into your words, your belief systems, choosing your words so that you can be really aligned with the pictures you entertain in your mind. The more detail, the more practice, the more energy and emotion you can add to that, the better, right? It just adds so much more heat and intensity to these pictures. And your body starts, remember we talked about the tool of energy, your body starts to get excited about the possibilities. Spend time weaving your thoughts, every detail you possibly can. Get excited about the possibilities. So create a vision board. I have them all over my house, just really practicing that tool of the visualizing. Next up, real quick, before we take a break, we do need to stop. But next is the letter W, and it stands for words. Mind your every word, everything that you allow to leave your lips. Enter your mind, you know, because words can happen up in your mind too. They hold so much power. If you wouldn't call your friend a stupid idiot, do not dare call yourself that, right? If you are really picturing the pictures in your head and visualizing and making words, abundance, gratitude, health, wellness, love, have those words that flow. Pick a mantra, something you want to entertain in your thoughts all the time. Your brain cannot stop thinking about something. It has to be given something else. So if you're in a horrible situation, give your brain a word to ruminate on, to think about. And every time you drift from that, bring it back. Pick an affirmation, something that you can practice. You can pick a word of the year, of the day, of the hour. Right? So there's another tool, words. Be so deliberate about the words you allow in your head and to come out of your mouth. We talked about senses. We talked about trust. We talked about visualizing. And now we've added W to words to that toolbox. We need to take a break, but we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up this series. I am Allison Blythe, and you're listening to The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker, authentically living life your way, the Ally Effect. You now have all of these tools in your belt, and I'm going to wrap up. Just we've got a couple more to cover. You can see by now the power of these tools, how they are intended to educate, equip, and empower, support, and strengthen you for this big job we're all called to do of adulting. We've traveled through the alphabet, and now we've landed on X. So I'm not going to lie, I don't have one for this. So I should not say I have 26 tools. I should say I have 25. I got nothing for X. I started to try to force something to happen. Like I went down the X-ray path and I'm like, yeah, that just does not work. So if you can come up with an X tool that really fits and aligns with this toolbox, you get a 30-minute session free with me. I absolutely want to hear your ideas. If you come up with something that can fit into this toolbox, I want to know about it and I will incorporate it with your help. So we're going to roll on to the letter Y. We've already addressed the importance of N, which stands for no. So let's just add yes to your toolbox. The word yes, just as simple and yet equally as powerful as the word no. It comes with tons of energy, lots of possibility and inspiration when used correctly. When it's not used correctly, maybe you're a people pleaser, maybe you don't check in intuitively, know if you want to honor a yes, it can be really a risky sign of some of your old behavior that you're trying to do differently. Being a yes person is likely a sign that you are into some of that old stuff and that you've lost your footing, probably gotten pretty wobbly with your boundaries. Your yes needs to come from this solid place within you. Using yes and knowing how to use it to open doors, expand your horizons, aligns you with the right people in the right opportunities. It allows you to have some fun and some enthusiasm, right? It just kind of lowers the guard as you step in fully to a yes opportunity that you can know how to spend your time, energy, and effort with the what and when you're saying yes. It's a golden ticket. We talked about W, the power of words. Obviously, yes is a word. When you use it with that same deliberate, intentional energy that we talked about using the rest of your words, it can really just do wonders in your life. Shonda Rhimes wrote a book called The Year of Yes. If you haven't checked that out, man, she talks about really the power of committing to an entire year of opening herself up to possibilities by saying yes to the things. It kind of came after like this awareness point for her, as it does for most of us. The more you are aligned with all of these tools that you have, your trust, your intuition, your body, your intuition, your boundaries, your sense of self, all of that stuff. The more you have these tools, the more you will be able to wield your yes and your no so much more purposefully. We have made it to the end. And we were landing on the letter Z. And surprisingly, like it took me a couple of times, like I'm like, where do I want to go with the letter Z? I landed on the tool of zip. And this is also twofold. I want to offer a couple different illustrations for this tool. Sometimes the best tool we can do is simply zip our lip, right? Just zip it. Don't engage. Don't get involved. Don't poke at situations, right? Like why are you speaking? That would be a really important tool to ask yourself. Like, why am I doing that? Zip it. Maybe a way to detach, conserve your energy, your emotion a little bit. When there's conflict, high emotion, really intense reaction, a lot of energy around a person or a situation. We've talked about the importance of words and quiet. I really believe that very few words are necessary in life. Zip your lip just to see if it's something that requires words or engagement. It's a beautiful way to detach, step back into that observation mode. It may allow you to respond to a situation rather than react. As an empath, their chances are that you feel the need to offer a lot of words. Maybe you explain things, you justify a lot, you create this defense, you offer solutions to people or even suggestions. My suggestion to you is don't. Lean back and zip it to see if and how you even want to respond to a situation. Another powerful way to use this zip tool is important when we think about energy and emotion, when we address that tool of visualizing, understanding your boundaries and the decisions that you're making. Using the tool of zip allows you to energetically zip yourself up. You can mindfully zip up to preserve your own emotion and energy. If there's a situation that's really intense, someone is maybe really anxious or angry about something, you can zip yourself up emotionally and energetically, just very much like you might keep out the elements. If you were to go outside and it was really cold, you would maybe zip yourself in and kind of do this cloaking type thing. You can do that too when you're in situations with a lot of stress, maybe a lot of chaos. It's not mean, it's not insensitive, it's really necessary. If you are in an unproductive work environment, some really intense public setting, maybe you're just tired and not feeling your best, and you want to interact and you need to interact, but you have to have some type of buffer. Knowing how to visually zip yourself up from situations can help you deal with people who are stressed, angry, chaotic, depressed, anxious, whatever it might be. You have a responsibility to yourself and quite frankly, to others, right? To not pick up and absorb. It's their experience. You're not helping people by staying so wide open in your energy. Zip yourself up as a protective measure so you don't become so saturated and contaminated by other people's funk. It doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve them either. Learn how to zip your mouth, and I'm speaking very much to myself, and also your emotion and your energy. There you have it. 25, in all fairness, 25 tools to educate, equip, and empower you in, again, authentically living life your way. I believe that repetition is important, and I want to repeat all of these one more time so that you have them fresh in your memory. If you want a list, I have all of these typed up. If you want to email me and just maybe you've taken some notes, if you want a really simple way to have this, just send me an email. I'll send you the PDF version of this. First tool, awareness, awake, alert, alive, at own wheel of your life, right? You're in charge and you're conscious of what's happening. Boundaries, knowing who, when, why, how to say yes or to say no to someone or something. Commodities, your time, your energy and effort, and being deliberate about the ways that you're spending those. Decisions, are the decisions you're making moment to moment aligning you with who and what you want to be in this world? How about your energy? Recognizing the way that you are affected by things and the energy you carry, the energy you practice, and ways you're affected by energy. Feelings, right? These intuitive nudges that you're getting, things that are trying to speak to you that need your attention so that you know how to act and respond to a situation. Gratitude, knowing that this is an and practice. Where are you focusing your attention? If life is falling apart, can you practice? It doesn't deny that things are hard. It's just aligning your focus with where you want to go. The tool of gratitude, higher power, ironing out your God stuff so that you have a higher source to be able to lean into. Intuition, like building a muscle, being really in tune to the gut intuitive way that you are being led and directed in the world. Also journal, that you have a dumping ground, a place where you can fully express yourself, process through things, get a different perspective. Your journal is really like a best friend who will never talk back from you, doesn't have needs of its own, right? It's just always available, a tool for you. Kindness. Knowing when and why you're being kind, and are you truly being kind? Is that coming from a place of genuineness that you really do care and you have it in you to give? Or are you using your kindness very much like I did to get people to like you? Language, the language that you use, how mindful are you of your current life tool of mindfulness? No. Are you conscious of your ability to use the word no? Peopling, quiet, rest, senses, the way that you're taking in information, trust, trusting yourself, trusting people, and trusting some higher source than yourself. Ugh, visualizing the words that you speak, and X, we're going to skip, Y, yes, and Z, zip. There you have it. We have covered the entire gamut, 25 tools, letters of the alphabet, offering you a very tried and true system of support, insight, and strength. Tools that absolutely, no joke, tools to help you be educated, equipped, and empowered. If I can support you in this journey, please be in touch with me. Send me an email, give me a call, reach out to me in some fashion. I want to support you the best way in this job of adulting that we're all called to do. I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in. And my guess is you've learned something pretty helpful today. This is the Allie Effect, authentically living life your way. I am Allison Blythe, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to The Allie Effect with Allison Blythe. The moment you decide to take control of your own well-being, you start the journey of authenticity. Tune in next time for more empowering conversations and practical tools to help you shed your fear, worry, comparison, and less-than beliefs. Stick with us as you step into the driver's seat and head off onto the road of success and happiness. Your best life awaits.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.